no longer alive. Their tongues hung, swollen, blue-tinged. But the third rope was still moving. Being so light, the child was still alive. For more than half an hour, he stayed there, struggling between life and death, dying in slow agony under our eyes. And we had to look him full in the face. He was still alive when I passed in front of him. His tongue was red. His eyes were not yet glazed. Behind me, I heard the same man asking, "Where is God now?" And I heard a voice within me answer him, "Where is he? Here he is. He is hanging here on this gallows." That night, the soup tasted of corpses.
Ellie ends this chapter by describing another tragic hanging. This time, the victim is a pipel, a frail young boy working as a capo's assistant in one of the factories. When somebody blows up a power station at Buna, the Gestapo torture the capo and the pipel to get them to confess to the crime or tell who did it. But neither will talk, and the pipel is hanged in the main square of Buna. Everyone is horrified as the boy chokes and suffocates for an hour before dying. Ellie feels as though God himself is being hanged on the gallows. I think maybe he believes that only in a world where God is dead could a child be killed in such a horrible way. Once, Ellie's faith in God was the most important thing in his life. But in the camps, that faith is being tested in ways that you and I can't even imagine. Let's start the next chapter on page 63.